it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you all kinds of stuff. Let me see, what do I have with me? Let's go. Give me 1 second here. All right, I've got, I'm going to start with some bands that, playing out, local bands playing out this week. I'll tell you about the gigs after you hear these songs, because my notes are in the down somewhere else. I can get them before I come back. We have first is Adam Sherman. This is Work Out Fine from his EP Sweet Relief. Adam Sherman was the lead singer for the band Private Lightning back in the day. And then after that, the band The Souls. And he's been doing some solo stuff and bands together. Right now he's got the Adam Sherman Band, and they're going to be at the Burren. I think it's this Wednesday night. I'll have the info for you when I get back. And it's going to be the Adam Sherman Band and the Amplifier Heads on that bill. So let me get some music on. Okay, got the Adam Sherman Band with... Work Out Fine.
Don't have a sunny disposition. I got the other kind. But if you ask me, my suspicion, I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Don't see the world in shiny colors. I stick to black and white. I speak for myself, not for the others. I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Open up and let the fresh air in. Let your eyes adjust to the light. There's another way to look at life, and I think it's gonna work out fine. Yeah, I think it's gonna work out fine. Alright. La 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 la
One, two, three, four, five, six.
These are some local bands with shows coming up this week. First, you heard Adam Sherman with Workout Fine from his Sweet Relief EP in 2019. The Adam Sherman Band will be playing at the Burren in Somerville, right in Davis Square here, on Wednesday night. Yep, vocalist-songwriter Adam Sherman, as I said, was lead singer for both Private Lightning and The Souls back in the day. Then after that, you heard Beat Club from Lauda, the new album from the Amplifier Heads, a new band of Sal Baglio, who you may remember from the Stompers back in the 70s. And Ducky Carlisle's on drums, as well as recording, mixing, and co-producing the disc. And as I said, the Adam Sherman Band and the Amplifier Heads will be playing Wednesday night at the Burren in Somerville. Then you heard Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers with Roadrunner. Such a classic. It was a single and was on the album The Modern Lovers in 1976. It was played a lot on local radio, and I think it's a great driving song. I remember, I'm not making this up, but I can remember one night I heard it on the radio when I was driving by the Stop and Shop with the radio on, and I was singing along. That was great. I loved that. Kind of thing doesn't happen that often, you know? And Jonathan Richman will be playing at the Somerville Theater next Tuesday and Wednesday nights, the 17th and the 18th. Now I have a brand spanking new single from The High End, which I just got a couple of days ago. This Boston band is set to have a new album out in May and just released this digital single, The Way She Moves Me. This is The High End.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chetstock. This is the Classic Ruins. Thank you. Charlie Brown. And that you can't wait just to put me down. I can tell. I know you don't love me no more.
Showed all over her face.
right, let's see. We heard, we started with a brand new song from the High End single, The Way She Moves Me, and they're going to have a new album out in May. Looking forward to that one. Then you heard an old classic, Classic Ruins with I Can Tell. It was from Chet Stock Live 2016, a memorial show for Chet, a.k.a. Richie, owner of Chet's Last Call, legendary Boston music dive bar and launching ground for independent music from 1983 to 1989. Classic Ruins is a classic local band that's still around. They started in the late 70s, had some discs out in the 80s as well. And Classic Ruins will be playing Friday night the Square Root in Roslindale, Mass. Then you heard Crunch Time with the single Situation Out of Control. And they'll also be on the bill with Classic Ruins Friday night at the Square Root in Roslindale. Now let's see, I have something new that I got recently. This is Johnny Jetson with Knocked Out from his upcoming album Make Your Move, his second solo album. He's a guitarist, singer, and songwriter, grew up in the suburbs of New York City and started playing in the city's clubs as a teenager in the 80s, relocated to LA in the 90s, played in that scene, had fronted the band The Tattooed Millionaires, recently relocated to Minneapolis where he's in the band Speed City Vipers and doing solo work. He's kind of a glam punk kind of guy. So here is Johnny Jetson with Knocked Out from Make Your Move.
Knocked out. I'm can try, but you can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. Feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, you can try, but you can't cover it up.
Get higher so we can't get it.
right, let's see now. Some more local bands there. Oh, not all of them, but the first one was not. That was Jimmy Jetson with Knocked Out from his album Make Your Move, which is coming out when, I don't know. Look that up later. It's coming out soon in any case. Then you heard Justine's Black Threads, a new alt-country band from Justine Kovalt of Justine and the Unclean. They'll have their debut album, Cheek Vacation, out later this month, and that was their debut single, Needles and Pins. And Justine's Black Threads will be playing Saturday at the Whistle Stop Rock Festival at Kodo in Salem, Mass. And you heard Lily Black with Cover It Up, the title song from their album of the same name. Lily Black's a pop-punk band from Cambridge, Mass, with four members, two men, two women, all quite young. I know the older we get, the more we notice how young people are, right? Okay, and Lily Black will be playing Saturday at the Asgard in Cambridge. Then we have, let's see, who else did we have? Oh, special guests, of course, with Hearts Turned to Clay, which was recorded live at the Portsmouth Brewery in New Hampshire in 1999. Features Tony Betancourt on lead guitar, Larry Harvey on drums, Dave Karahalis on bass and vocals, and Al Pachulis on rhythm guitar and backing vocals. It's an unreleased original written by Dave Karahalis, and the guitarist Betancourt has also played with Rick Danko and Jim Weider of the band in the past. We're going to have Serious Guitar Time in a minute. Got some Bo Bowen from his spanking new single, A Rock and Roll Story, from his upcoming album, The Great Anticlimax, due out in April. This young singer, guitarist, songwriter, was born in Australia, lives in London, used to be known as Caleb McCain, and you heard him under that name on my show, but now it's Bo Bowen. It's A Rock and Roll Story.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Alone.
lonesome time. In those lonesome times.
Okay, sorry about that. Yep, that was Serious Guitar Time, and for sure, Bo Bowen with a rock and roll story from his upcoming album, The Great Anticlimax, due out in April. Then you heard the German band Four Cool Cats with the single The Beast, and bassist John Marcolongo is an American who lives in Germany and sends us the tunes, Serious Guitarist Guy Evenvandal. Then something brand new from Philip Sace, Spirit, a new single. He will have an album coming out soon. I'm just not sure exactly when. I'm going to keep saying I've got to find out. It's true. I still haven't really seen the date yet. As you know, once it comes out, you'll be hearing a lot of that on the...